The Montana Department of Fish, Wildlife, and Parks is looking into simplifying fishing and hunting licenses in the state. Capitol reporter Dan Boyce tells us right now there are about 100 types of different licenses, and FWP wants to cut that down.
Okay, I'm going to get you to Debbie Holler. Hang on just a sec.
Administrative assistant Jolene Tatey works the front desk at FWP headquarters in Helena. She's been here for almost 18 years and says on any given day she may be selling dozens of different types of hunting and fishing licenses.
It depends on the day.
And many of the licenses change every 2 years when the legislature comes to town. She has to learn the new rules, and so do sportsmen.
It would be a lot easier for the public if we had a simpler licensing structure, no doubt.
FWP Information Bureau Chief Tom Palmer says there are about 10 different types of licenses just for elk hunting, 11 or 12 deer licenses.
We have a license for non-residents who used to live here. We have a license for non-residents who were born here.
There are discounted licenses, free ones.
All that stuff is good and perhaps good for business, but it gets complex.
The governor's office is asking the department to research a simpler structure. FWP Director Jeff Hagener has appointed a 12-member council to study the issue for the next half year or so. It's made up of hunters and anglers, state lawmakers, and chair of the Fish and Wildlife Commission, Dan Vermillion. The council will try to streamline the process without reducing the amount of revenue coming in. Information Bureau Chief Tom Palmer says about 80% of FWP's overall funding comes from license sales. It's not always a reliable source. Non-resident license sales have been down the last couple years. Palmer estimates as much as $1 million annually.
Over the last year, there's been as much belt tightening in Fish, Wildlife, and Parks as we possibly can kind of do just with what we have available.
As much as she likes the idea of simplifying the process, Administrative Assistant Jolene Tatey says there are going to be hurdles. Revenue from some of those special licenses is earmarked.
They can only be spent on certain things. So when they start taking that earmark away, it's going to affect the program that it's tied to.
Palmer says the council will be looking at that and perhaps other ways for people to contribute to fish and wildlife conservation efforts besides traditional license sales. The council begins meeting August 13th. By next March, the group hopes to take recommendations to the public in order to craft a policy agenda for the 2015 legislature. I'm Dan Boyce reporting at the Capitol.